We have this morning the unique opportunity, nay the privilege.
Oh, the
nay
honor.
The privilege.
The honor. The glory. goes to speaking with him.
Yeah, Jake from The Orf and the Poet. Hello, Jake.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very good. It's been a while since I've talked to you guys.
I know. We always love talking with you. It's just, it's been too long.
You guys always get David, and I'm excited to call and I had to fight him over this.
Well, we're glad that you brought that up because we really did want to request you specifically,
but
we didn't want him to feel bad. So we're glad that you took the call.
Oh, no. I locked him in the basement. He wanted to grab the phone, but can't. So.
He's an interview hog, isn't he?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
Tell us some more terrible things about David while we're on the subject.
Aww.
It's interesting you say that. No, I can't say any terrible things.
No. You can. And you actually, the funny thing is.
You now have a platform to actually do it.
And I can tell that you actually had something. You just thought about not saying it.
All right. Let me see.
I'll tell you what.
I'll tell you one terrible thing about David is he and I got into a little bit of a tiff on tour once because he and I buy the same brand of underwear.
Yeah.
And I caught him stealing one of my underwear. And
Jake,
he wouldn't give
thought,
it back to me. And I knew it was mine.
Wait. You wanted it back?
Well, maybe it hadn't been worn yet.
It hadn't been worn yet.
Okay.
I noticed it was missing out of my book bag. And then, you know.
How'd you know it was yours?
I mean, I can just tell, you know, even though they're the same color, the same brand, sometimes
same
you can
size?
Tell what, yeah, it like, it shapes your body a little bit more, you know, when you wear it.
Yeah, sure.
A couple days in a row on tour, so.
Those were yours, okay.
Right. So just, I mean, I don't want to get into this whole, you know, brand identity. Well, okay, wait, before we get into that. So what ended up happening? Did he admit that he did, in fact, steal your underwear?
After a couple days, he admitted, and we had a day off in Arizona, and he ended up buying me a new pair of underwear.
That's good.
And he kept that one.
Okay, so it's been, things were mended afterwards, right?
The beef has been squashed.
Okay. That would have been embarrassing if the Orf and the Poet, like, why'd you guys disband? Why'd you guys break up? It's like, well, we bought underwear, it was the same, and he took it.
The great underwear debate.
Yes.
Amen. It gets real when you're on tour.
I know.
Things get real.
Things get escalated very quickly when you're around somebody so often.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. What's your brand?
Well, I've switched to, there's a Target brand of underwear. It's Mossima is what it's called.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, they offer different colors. Right now I'm wearing ones that they got little hams and turkeys on them, and that's nice. they're just snug and nice, and I don't know. They make my butt look good.
Hey, man.
That's all you could ask for on tour.
Now, here's the question I got to ask, though. Like, do you take the guys from the band underwear shopping with you so you can be like, hey, can you tell me which one of these do you feel like makes my butt look the best?
I'm not going to say that we all haven't gone into Target together to buy underwear, but you have downtime on tour, and, you know, you need to, like, kill time, and Target's just there, and they have everything.
Listen, Obi, bands be shopping.
Bands be shopping!
That's just how it is.
Yeah. Well, you know what? The other thing you might think about is some more Belfies on your on your Twitter feed.
Yeah,
so that way
people
we can
do that as much anymore.
Well, it's time to bring it back. So
we'll see.
All right, no promises, but you might want to start following on Twitter, guys.
See what you get.
Real talk. So we're talking to Jake from The Orf and the Poet about his underwear. And
it just happened. We organically started talking about that. That was fine.
Yeah. So, you know, since the last time we talked, what have you been up to? Anything good?
Yeah, we have a lot of stuff coming up soon that I can't say much about.
Great. Perfect. Awesome.
Thank you so much for telling us all about that.
But we have new music coming soon.
Yay. So, that's good.
We just picked the first single that we're going to release, and if we fully decide on the one that I think we're going to go with, I'm excited for you guys to hear it because it's my favorite song. So.
Now, what if you pick one of the other songs that's not as good?
Well, then I'll just murder David.
Okay.
Not as exciting, Obi.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in our next interview, since this is obviously a trailer for the actual interview about the music, if it's not the song that you wanted picked, will you tell us that? Like, this isn't the song I wanted. It's not as good.
Yes, I'll totally tell you.
Because I don't,
you're trying
I don't
to cause
think,
conflict.
No, because I don't think he will. I think that he'll
like,
be
no,
like,
this is the one I loved all
it,
along.
Dude. This is the one.
It's the best ever.
Keep playing it and buy it. It's the best. I know it's a difficult position, Jake. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. I'm excited. I'm excited for you guys to hear this stuff.
Now, for the news, like, will that, it's maybe coming at least details in the next few weeks, or we're talking next couple of months or hours or what?
Next few weeks, months, probably at the latest.
Okay.
Right on. Right on. So you heard it here first. The Orphan the Poet is going to sometime in the next days to months.
We'll be unveiling some of those details, which for new music, we'd be very excited to hear.
World exclusive.
All the details.
It's huge.
Now, of course, the other news for Radio U Ohio, Come Wind and The Orphan the Poet, you guys are playing this Friday in Columbus at the Woodlands Tavern. So if you want details on that show, you can check out radiou.com.
Yeah. So you know what, Jake? It has been enlightening to talk to you today.
Thank you. Yes, likewise.
I feel like I've learned a lot. And I'm not going to lie to you. I may consider Target for my next underwear purchase.
You had no idea, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, it. Eventually you have to buy them again. When you get to that point where it's just a waistband, it's time to go shopping again.
Exactly. I've been there.
Well, one other thing, too. Like, you're not to the point, though, where for concerts like this Friday, there's no new music at the shows yet. Or are you guys starting to practice some stuff?
Yes. I should have said that. Yes, we are trying out, I think, two of the new songs on Friday at the show at Woodlands Tavern in Columbus, Ohio. So if you show up to the show, you can tell us if the songs are awful, and then we'll maybe rethink about
and
which
try
ones
to
release.
Pick if you think it was one of the ones that Jake wanted as his favorite,
right.
So you guys can tell.
Yes, for sure.
Nikki, what an insightful question.
Oh, thank you.
Like, that was excellent.
That was very good, yeah.
I try every so often.
I'm impressed.
I mean, you guys have your underwear conversation,
right.
But I just wanted to throw something else out there.
Sometimes I forget about the music, you know? I get so focused on other things.
Important things, but still.
All right. Well, Jake, hey, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. And you know what? Best of luck in future underwear tour adventures.
Yes, thank you very much.